Okay, here we are on a Friday. First show of this week. We must apologise there that we've only had one show this week for you. That's because people are away doing various things. One of our many guests is moving house. Another is away for the first of every month, and then again for, I think it's Mothering Sunday, this Sunday coming up. So the week doesn't really start normal again until next week, and then we should have more lovely people for you. But in the meantime, we have Chris with us for Fridays, for this Friday at least, anyway. There's four lovely people with me in the studio at the minute. So we're going to get on with it, and we're going to say hello to Chris.
Mike, and what's up?
Oh, yeah. not a lot. You know, just say...
Yeah, so...
I don't know whether you've seen the post there on Facebook.
Yeah.
But, you've seen the post. Yeah.
Yeah, so that... the thing is... my grandmother passed away. It's been years. My mom posted a post on the memory today. Because it gets harder and harder as the years go by that, you know, a person that passes away, you can't forget your loved ones. And I just feel like I needed to dedicate the show to my grandma up in heaven, that she's guiding me and helping others. So if y'all want to, you know, pay my respect, you can call if you want to get a reading and say your opinion. Or if y'all want to say something to my grandma in heaven, you can do that. So this is very emotional for me, but I can still do the reading. So I'm just giving you dedication to my grandma. I love you up there in heaven.
Wonderful. Chris, you know, any time that you feel that you need it, time out, you really should say. But Chris is here with us this evening, ladies and gents. So, and it's a wonderful when we believe that our loved ones are still there and still with us. And that's a wonderful belief that Chris embraces dearly. So take it easy with Chris this evening. We're going to take our first call then. Yolani?
Hello.
Hello.
So what's up?
Hi,
how can I help you? Who's this? Yeah, what's up? How can I help you? What's up, girl?
Sorry for the loss, and I'm happy to hear you guys today.
I know, she's been gone for quite some time already. She passed away in the 92, so it's been a long time. And every 7th of May is the anniversary. So, but it's okay, I understand. You know, I appreciate that you know, that it hurts. You know, that's things that you always, you cherish. And I know she's proud of me and probably crying up there and saying that I'm dedicating the song to her, so... And all the, you know, the show and whoever calls in. But anyway, so how can I help you today?
I just want to see whether you can pick for me, whatever message or my energies, whatever you can pick for me.
Okay, hold on. Let's see what this into me, because I was just shuffling the cards before even the show, just to pray and stuff to, you know, to give me strength. But, what I got was the Six of Pentacles. There's generosity that I was getting, okay? And then I was told that you were going to inherit something. There's going to be some inheritance, you know, with the business that you're going to be doing. And the Conquest card came out that you've been praying a lot for divine guidance. There are some people that might be against you because, you know, they don't want you to be happy and succeed, is what I got. Okay, so there is outside influences. So I'm being told that you can just save yourself or smudge yourself if you have to, because I'm being told that you're growing. And there is people that are going to have a problem with your success. That's what I'm being told. Also, I got something to do with children because I have two decks in front of me. I can see you working with children and helping them, like, to open up so they won't be afraid of their gift. And I kind of see, like, almost like, I want to say, like, a counselor with you. Like, I kind of feel like there's a lot of gifts that you give to people, and I do feel that, you know, it's just meaningful because you have a big heart for people and you care. And that is like you're just a child at heart and you care for people. And I'm being told that you've grown so much since I talked to you, since that last personal reading that that we've talked. And I'm being told that you're a natural counselor. And I do pick up that you're going to be really busy within the next few weeks. I'm seeing, okay, you can take Reiki because I heard Reiki. I don't know if you told me that before, but I'm saying you can take Reiki, but necessarily you don't need to take Reiki because you're natural at it. And it's kind of just, it kind of like shines out of you.
I am finished my master for a Reiki master right now.
Wow, so you got your certificate. Congratulations.
Thank you, Angelic Reiki.
Wow, so... And then what I was told to tell you is that you're going to get angel therapy because I'm being told that you're going to heal people and you're going to give them therapy. Either if it's healing or you're just going to give them guidance, and you heal people with your voice and your kind words and your big heart because you have so much to give to people that's what I'm seeing for you, because you are just, it's who you are. Okay, this is what I'm being told to tell you. You have a purpose, and if anybody tells you otherwise, don't believe what they tell you, because you do. And then I'm also told to tell you that you're going to be working with symbols, so you're going to start getting information in your dreams. And I'm being told, I'm seeing they're going to help you with spiritual understanding. And it's funny because in my head, I'm seeing the... Hold on. I'm seeing the Star of David around you. I'm being told that could be for protection. Some people might take it as the sixth point, but that's not what it is. It goes back into Jerusalem, and it's a symbol of God. But I do feel that if you have it with you, it will guide you and it will protect you, and it will bring prosperity because you have so much that I'm. And it's funny because you've grown, like, tremendously, and your success, it's like so much abundance and everything. When I'm being told, everything's in divine order, so everything is supposed to be the way it's supposed to, because you're going to be having, like, one chapter is going to be coming, then something else is going to come, something else is going to come. So everything is planned the way it should be. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's what I'm being told to tell you right now.
Yes, I totally make sense. I just have been, I know the everything has been happening the way it has to be. And also I see symbols in my dreams, numbers, and after in the morning I wake up and I say, I saw this one, what does it mean this? And every time I look for something online, they have some special meaning, you know. It has something to tell me. So you're totally right. Totally right. Thank you so much.
You.
And I want to ask you something too. I have a situation with unemployment still because I am still out of the war, but they have a problem in the system with my case. So I don't know if you see, like, they say it has to keep in waiting and just has to go back to work. So my mother is coming from my country to help me to watch my daughter so I can come back to work. But do you see them fix my situation online? So, the case?
Honestly, I think, you know, everything will be fine. She, of course, mm-hmm. she's going to take care of your kids. But I'm being told that you're going to get a raise with everything that she's helping you with, because she's going to give you more time to work. So you will be spending time with your child at night. I mean, during the day, like when you're off, you're going to have spend time with your kids. So I'm being told to, that's what I'm being told to tell you, that everything's going to be fine. I do feel that with your mom coming, it means a lot, because she's going to help you, because she wants you to succeed. And I do feel like she was meant to move in with you, is what I'm being told. She's going to help mm-hmm. you, and it's going to help you a lot, because it's going to clear your mind. So when she's taking care of your kid, you're going to be working, and you're going to be working overtime, so you're going to get good pay because of it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it's really, I'm really happy to have her and have the opportunity that she can come to help me, because I haven't, you know, be alone in this country for long. So it, mm-hmm. it has been hard. Yeah, so.
Yes, and I understand that. It's mm-hmm. it's hard, you know, and I do feel that with her helping you, that's an extra person that can help you with, because I do see that she has money. She's going to help you to pay bills, or if she has to help you cook or clean, or just, you know, to mm-hmm. help you so you won't be overworked, because I think you're overworked. So with her being there, yes, you're going to be working more, but it's going to take a load off of you. So that's a blessing in itself for your mom to be coming from where she's at, coming here. And I see it as a beautiful blessing.
It is. Thank you, Chris. Really, thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
I love you, Rick.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ken.
I love you, too. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Yolande. Thanks, Nia. Okay. All right. That's you, Yolande, then. Let's see where we are. Ashley.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
How can I help you?
I'm just calling. I have a meeting about getting approved for a license in the state, and I wanted to know how it would go today.
You're talking about, okay, say it again, because you sounded kind of weird. Okay, you're asking for what?
Approval of a license, and want to know if it would go through today.
Okay, for some reason, when you say license, I see a company. I'm seeing a company, a corporate, okay? And I'm seeing that now. If it's a license for your vehicle, you don't have to worry about it. But the thing is, what I'm being told to tell you, yes, it's going to go fine, because I did feel before you had this, you were tied down and you have to depend on other people. And now you can actually say, this is mine and I'm working for it. So I do see that you will go fine with it. And then it's funny because, like, the hangman card came out. And it was like I said, you were tied down. You're going to be relocating with the license. And I see it growing and expanding and stuff. And then with the high priest card coming out, I got that you have so much energy that you've been manifesting this long before you were kind of like, I guess you kind of like doubted yourself. But I'm being told right now, in front of me, you do have the strength to accomplish everything you want and every dreams you want. It's basically all up to you to do it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It's all you. So, yeah.
It's a professional license, and just wanted to, so it will go through today.
Yes, it will go through. They might take a little bit of time to call you. They should call you within today, and I don't see anything going wrong with it. If there is something that they might say, well, the license might not go through, it's because there might be a little bit of a delay, because you have to wait for them to call you and So, but I do see it going through. So I'm just giving you a heads up.
Okay.
You're fine.
Okay. And I was thinking about going to school in Florida and close to Miami. Did you see that for next year?
Honestly, I kept seeing like a relocating. I didn't know what that meant. But I felt like a move was coming. Like a move was coming for you. Because when I saw the relocation,
I
kept... Okay.
Yeah, the professional license is in another state.
Okay. I actually see you doing that. The only thing is that you're going to take a while to get there. So, but I think once you get
in another
relocation,
state?
So that, yeah, so I can see you doing that. Because I think right now,
hello,
you can stay where you're at. But the thing is, I feel like you moving is going to benefit you because where you're supposed to be right now, it's not where you're at right now. You're supposed to.
Well, I just got a job. I just got a job in another. Mm-hmm. Well, they're checking my references for another job in another state. Do you see that
mm-hmm.
going? Okay.
That's what I told you. Yes. That's what I told you. Yes.
So
because
that's,
I saw the
so that's
card.
The relocation.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you see anything else?
Honestly, without knowing anything about you, I saw like relationship and possible meeting new friends. And that's why I said
I'm
I saw like a business. A business. I saw self-employed. I saw self-employment. So you're going to meet a lot of people and you're going to grow from it. I see a lot of spiritual
okay.
growth in your and what you're doing, and you're doing the right decision. Because right now, where you're at, you could stay there, but the thing is, it's going to, how can I put it, it's going to hold you back. So I'm being told that you need to move in order for it to reach your dreams, to reach your goals, okay? Okay.
And that's part of school with the, do you see the, the business side of it, or do you think the PhD side of it?
Honestly, I'm seeing all positive, but what I saw was a company. And
okay.
it probably could be going to school. So when you get that diploma,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, for that degree, because I see you going to college. So when you pass that degree, that's going to get you to where you need to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
you. You're welcome. You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Ashley. Thanks, Ashley. All right. Yeah. Okay. So, if you're happy with your reading before the 10-minute bell, that's fine. Because it means we can fit more lovely people in. And let's see where we are. Okay. Oh, light face disappeared somewhere. Okay. So, where are they? Light four then. Queen.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
What's up, girl? How you
doing? It's all good. Happy Mother's Day, Grandma. Happy Mother's Day to Grandma.
I know. Thank you. And I just would appreciate that. That means a lot to me because it's amazing. You know, it's like I said, it's been like a long time. I think it's like 20 years or something. It's over 20 years. So she's been gone for quite some time. And it was funny because today I felt her. I always do. But today it was just emotional for me earlier. And I talked to her. And then I got some package that a friend of mine sent me, and it's just coincidence that it's a psychic that I look up to, but I can't really say what I got because then everyone's like, where did you get it from? But, yeah, it's been just a blessing, beautiful day for me. So it's amazing. And I know for a fact, I just wanted to say thank you for that validation.
You're welcome.
On the message that you, yeah, and you messaged me. I think it was that same day when you called on Kim's show. So that kind of just made me feel good because I do like that. I really do, you know, need that validation. It's very important no matter how good you are. So it's always good. And I do see that you're still doing offerings. And it's weird because I remember when I described the location and you said that you live there, I actually see you like still moving and possibly maybe even renting where you might be right now and then making money on both places, okay? And then I'm being told that you have the strength card coming out, so you do have very strong strength in manifesting what you want. It's just that you just got to believe in yourself, which I know you do. You do have the strategy to make things happen faster than what others do. And then I also see medical symbol around you. So you're going to be doing, okay, that's weird. I mean, because I'm not involved in that stuff, but I'm being told that you could do Reiki healing. And I'm being told hands-on healing. So there might be some massaging is what I'm seeing, and probably healing people with your hands, because I'm seeing your hands are very warm. The judgment card came out too, is that there is a lot of judgment of, should I do this? Should I not do it? Should I still want to move? Or should I stay where I am, where I'm happy and successful? So you kind of question your own judgment when being told you need to stop doing that. Because you do have a lot of loved ones. Of course, the ancestor, you know who that is. You do have a lot of support. There might be people that if they leave out of your circle, then they were never there. They were never your true friends from the beginning. Okay, I'm giving you heads up right now. And I'm told that she's thanking you for that. I think because I'm being told, I don't know if it's a whiskey or liquor that you put. Because I'm seeing liquid. Yeah. I'm seeing some. And she said thank you. she drinks it fast because I'm being told that she drinks it fast. And then whenever you put roses, the roses will last for maybe like a day. And then they start getting like not rotten, but they just absorb the color. Like the color dissipates because she absorbs everything. And then you have a very strong, I remember I told you this on the last show. Are you still doing that perfume after her? Because she wants that perfume from you.
It's coming.
Well, I'm being told she wants it, so she's waiting on you. So, yeah. Okay, hold on. Let's see what else. Okay. Do you have enough? Okay, you know what? I didn't eat. Never mind. That was a stupid question. I was told to tell you with my Oracle card, they're telling me to pay attention to your thoughts and ideas that come to you because they are prayers that are being answered. So whatever you've had in your head, like, should I do this? If all your prayers are being answered. That makes
okay.
sense. So
yeah.
don't think twice about it, okay? Don't think twice. And you do have good leadership. The leadership card came up, so you take your power to guide others, okay? Because you have this angel, and you have these wings behind you, which means that you're an earthbound angel in a human form. And whenever you give people guidance, your wings spread because you're giving them guidance. And then Archangel Gabriel is coming to you for communication. So keep an eye out for symbols of communication, birds, stuff like that, because Archangel Gabriel is going to be around you a lot. And for these past few weeks, he's going to be around you a lot for communication and for telepathic messages.
All right.
Okay.
I am I am to say to you that you ought to write a book when you first started, before you said your friend gave you a gift. There is a book you ought to write. It'll be healing for you. It will be will bring you prosperity. But first it's the healing, because as you put things down on the paper, you will remember, you will remove, you will restore, you will replenish. And my hands are very gifted. My hands are very, very gifted. And yes, I have been vacillating about moving, not moving. It's been a real, real challenge. But I know I need to leave here. It's the signs are clear. It's just what, with that, I will say, in terms of selling where I am, what do you see around that? I will sell. It's just
when you're ready, is when your heart feels ready. Because I'm being told that you really, a part of you loves where you're at. I mean, it's very hard for you to move because it has a lot of memories. It has a lot of your energy into it. So you feel that if you don't, if you move, you're not going to be happy. Okay, that was just weird. My light just flickered when I said that. Okay, my light just flickered, guys. But I'm being told that you'll know when the time is right. Now, if you decide not to move, okay, just in case, I'm just giving you a heads up. If you decide not to move because you're happy, then look at another location. The only thing is that's going to hurt because it's just the gas mileage. And I can see it within maybe, I don't know why I keep seeing an hour, but it's an hour drive from where you might be. If you decide to rent a place and make money off of that, and if you feel like, no, I don't want to move, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to stay in this state. You know, so that when I leave, I won't be living in this state. It's true. No, I've been here long enough, and I've been where I am for 33 years. So yeah, I've been here a long time, and there are some good, really beautiful things here. But yet, there are other places in the world for me to.
I think you need to reach out. That's what I'm being told. That's probably what you're hesitating on, because the energy feels more peaceful where you're at. But I'm being told that you have these judgment doubts that, okay, if I move, what if I'm not happy? What if I struggle? But I'm being told, as long as you who you are, the queen, and you're humble, people will come to you and they will find you. Okay? Don't hesitate. Just don't worry about anything else. Just close your eyes. Sometimes if you have to get the answer, because it helps me sometimes when I'm doing readings. Some people have seen when I do readings, I tend to close my eyes on video. When I'm doing messenger readings, I do that. I tend to close my eyes. And it's kind of like, if you kind of feel like you're disconnected, closing your eyes and maybe like holding on to like a rail or holding on to a tree when you're connecting. And it's weird that I said that. You're holding on to a tree. And when you close your eyes and say you're doing a reading outside and you're on Messenger, you connect to nature, and it gives a lot of accuracy in cases you don't have that clarity. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And yeah, nature is my, you know, my companion for sure. And I thank you. And all is well. Grandma's with you, and she's kissing you, and she's telling you, remember the water. I don't know what that means, but you do. Namaste.
Okay.
Thank you, Ken. Okay. Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I'll keep that message on the book. I'll keep you updated.
Thank you, Queen. Okay. Right. We're going to take a short break, ladies and gents. Okay. Something that's come into my mind there while Chris was speaking was, you know, when we talk about being responsible in life for everything that we do, we're not. if we were responsible for everything that we do, then we probably would have disappeared a long time ago, because, you know, influence, and we have so many people that we look up to, our teachers, our guides in life, and our influences, some good, some not so good. Nothing's ever bad, by the way. You know, everything that is deemed as being bad can be turned around. Yeah? So if you deem any person or anything to be bad, there is no such thing, because it can be turned to the positive every time. Yeah? So therefore, everything would be good, not. Okay. Right. So let's have that music then.
My love, I hope you'll always be right here. it is asked that you would consider a small donation fee of $3.50, or whatever you can afford. This supports all upcoming shows. Thank you for your support. You can also subscribe for a whole year. Ask Ken for further details.
You can, indeed, subscribe for a whole year if you wish. And it does save, because you may see that we've altered the little participation fee there slightly to fall in line with the current exchange rate. And the current exchange rate to the dollar is roughly for your £4.19. It translates to £3 here in the UK, and they take 50p of that at both ends, so we get about £2. £2. Now, if you don't know what a quid is, look it up in a dictionary and you will see UK slang words. Yeah, because a quid used to be a pound, so there you go, that's a quid. There's some knowledge for you there, that you useless knowledge that you don't really need to know. Okay, right, our call queue has gone up very, very slightly. We've now got 9 people that have joined us this evening. I'm not saying we've got 9 people in the call queue presently, because we've taken some already, but we've still got 4 lovely people left. So let's bring Chris back online and let's see where we're going. Okay. Jackie.
Hi. I'm back.
Hello.
I love that song. What is this? Yeah. What am I talking to?
Hello. What's How are
that?
You?
Who's this? Who's this?
It's Becky.
Oh, what's up, Becky? What's up?
I'm just driving down the road, so if you have a hard time hearing me, I can pull over.
Okay.
But you sound clear.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
So I don't know if you fixed your issue or not, or you're just lucky tonight.
Well, you know what's funny? I'm going to be getting some new headphones in the next week or so. So that's going to be for the other shows that are being on video. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
But I'm just glad that you called in. Oh, my God, Nikki, I need to talk to you after the show, but I don't know if you're busy, but Last night was crazy. I mean, it was insane.
Obviously.
I'm going to tell you, and I know who's listening, and I know she's going to be like, what is he going to say?
I know you got your package.
Yes, I did. I got it.
I figured you did.
Yes. You know what? I got that today. And you know what's so crazy? I was supposed to get it yesterday. I got the package, but I cannot say what I got because that's like disclose everything. Yeah, but I did get the package today, and then think about it. Today is a memory of my grandma. I thought that was just a gift.
And grandma's just as feisty on the other side as she was when she was here.
Yeah. So, but I'm glad that you called in and you giving me the support. It was funny that. Because I was talking about you to Beth yesterday and said that you brought me from a very dark place to very light, positive, and if it wasn't for you, I would probably, I don't know where I would be, to be honest with you. I would probably be so depressed.
No, you're fine.
I don't feel.
I know you
are. I know I was going through a lot. And it's funny because she picked that up. And for Amy, I know you're listening. My friend Amy went through some crap yesterday. It was But I got something to tell you after the show. If you have time when you're not driving you're at home, let me know so I can have you talk to Beth. And Amy can even call in and tell you what kind of presence Beth gives you. If Amy,
okay,
you want to call in, I'm telling Amy, if Amy, if you want to call in and tell Becky what Beth is like, you can do that.
Oh, I know what Beth is like.
Because I know, but to meet her on the on video, it's a beautiful feeling, and it's
okay.
Just. But the thing is that she's just amazing, and I just want to hope that if you're listening, you're just amazing. And like I told you before, don't ever doubt yourself. I already told you what people were going to say when you were going to come out. So just if you're listening, I just want to say I care about you and hope the best in your career and everything. So Beth is a beautiful inspirement, just like Becky is. They're both, everybody that's been supportive is even inspiring. Oh, and I forgot to mention something else.
Well,
hi,
thank you,
Elizabeth. I know you're listening. I know Elizabeth is listening. But anyway, other than that, do you have a question for me?
No, you can pick something general if you want, and we can talk more later.
Okay. Okay, do you have a number for me, or you just want me to tell you what comes out?
7.
Oh, God. The numbers of today, right? 7, today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. The Healthy Lifestyle card came out. It says, eat healthy diet, get adjust to the food that you're eating, get some good sleep, exercise, and it's good for your for your optimal diet. The second card I got for you is victory. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Okay,
they have,
you know
that.
Yeah. Okay, and then when you're done with everything that you get, clear your space because you don't want any clutter from them. Because I can tell you right now, you're clear right now. I'm being told you're clear. But when everything goes down and they got to do what they got to do on their end, they're not going to like it. So they're going to send you a lot of, it's like I think you said one time, they're going to try to send you bad juju. So you might want to do some clearing after that, okay?
Yes, that's my next step.
But, okay,
it's already in the works.
But I just want to say thank, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for always supporting
You're
me.
You're welcome.
And I'm like emotional on all levels today. But that
I know
gives
you
me
are.
Inspiration.
I
yeah.
I have to ask you a question. Was Grandma
Go ahead.
Bilingual?
What do you mean bilingual?
Was Grandma, did she speak 2 languages?
Yeah, she did. She talked Spanish, more likely, and then she understood a little bit English. So she was Native American. Yes, she was.
Okay. So she had a name for you, and I can't understand what she's trying to tell me. She had a nickname for you that she called you.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what that is. It's called Mi Consentido.
Okay.
In English?
Ah. Yes.
What
yes,
you mean
that's
that
what
I was her,
she did
I was,
tell me that part. I didn't realize she was giving me the definition.
Yeah, that's what it means. So if you hear anybody that does not know Spanish, mi consentido means my favorite. So,
you know, yep.
Yeah,
well, that's well, she was giving it to me both in the language and in English. And I thought, well, I knew you were her favorite, but why would she tell me that? And so she was giving me the definition. But, yeah, she's quite the character.
Yeah, she is. The thing is that she's very loving, and she tried to help a lot of people. And even though I know a lot of people were probably doing stuff to her, but she didn't worry about it because she said, God's going to take care of it. God's
yep.
going to take care of the people that do me wrong. And
that's my thought.
And she lived the life to the fullest. So that's very well said for you, Becky, because she was like that. And I just wanted to say validation for you once again. But
well, she was over here talking to me while I was waiting online.
But let me know whenever you're free so we can talk, because I know you're in
okay.
a different time zone. So I don't know when you will be home, but I'll talk to Beth, and then we can get you to talk, and then Amy maybe can meet you
Okay.
But yeah,
I'll be there in probably about 45 minutes. I'll be at the house. I'm in Virginia, actually.
Okay, well, be careful and message me so I know that you get home safe. And thank you for calling.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Chris. Talk to you later, dear.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jackie. Take care. Now, ladies and gentlefolks, okay, what I have to say, because we're coming up to an hour nine there on the clock, and we've got an hour nine left to run, but we've had one show this week, and one show only. That's because people are out doing various things. There's one lady that's actually moving property and won't be with us back until next week. There's another lady that joins us on Sunday that's out for the first week of every month. And she's out again this week now because her mother in Sunday there in the States. So we've got very few shows, and we've only had one show this week. But your support, please, yeah? Your support is needed because this month still has to be paid for, yeah? So regardless of fact of whether we have one show or seven, yeah, then the studio still has to be paid for, yeah? So your support, please, if you will. Thank you. Okay. Right, let's see where we're going. Okay, we've just taken Jackie. And we should be now with line six. And that's Elizabeth.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my. Are you serious? What's up?
Not much.
Thank you for calling, girl. What's up?
Oh, nothing. I was just calling to see what you could find.
Okay, so this is Elizabeth, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Because I don't want to say the wrong name, and then you're like, who do you think you're talking to? Okay, so do you have a number? Okay, do you have a number for me, or are you just going to say what comes out? Okay, you know what? I already got the first number.
Right. Okay. I'm going to say eight.
We have a, oh, God, really close to seven, really? Where's everybody? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Okay, first of all, okay, this is what, ooh, this is interesting. The card that I picked was before you picked eight. I mean, yeah, I picked three for you. Okay, for some reason I was told three. The first card I got for you was clear, crystal clear, your intentions. So what I was told to tell you, be clear on what you desire, focus on it with a lot of faith into it. Okay, do not hold back. Your time is now. Your time is perfect, and you're ready to fly. So what I'm being told to tell you, don't ever second guess yourself. I know, because I talked to Michelle yesterday, but I'll give you some information later. Because I heard that you've been wanting to talk to me, but it's, I've been just really busy. It's like never stops. The third card I got for you was prosperity. Your need, sure, your needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. So whatever you want to work on, this is the time to manifest it with positive intent and follow your intuition and make it into reality. And it's weird that I just met you, and it's so strange because I do feel that you have a very strong, willing personality, very determined, very ambitious, okay? I do feel that you have this beautiful heart, and you try to help as many people as you can. just know that, you know, you help them, but at the same time, I want you to help yourself, okay? Now, as far as your, you know, with you and Nick, that last reading I gave you, you already know what I feel. I told you, you heard it. I do feel that you both can make it work as long as you're honest with each other. If you're honest, if anything can change the outcome from what other people are picking up or things that are in the back of your head. Those things, those thoughts might have a little bit of, I don't know if it's guilt or it's just like you just want to make it work. But if it's meant to be, it will work. It's just that you got to put, both of you got to put that effort into it. It's not going to be very easy, but you can make it happen. And you know where it comes from? It comes from your heart. Both of you, not just you, him too.
Mm-hmm.
So you both need to work as a team. And you can manifest so much together, because I just feel like if you separate and you go your separate ways, I see a lot of pain with that, because then I see that I see tears with that, because I do feel that you're going to try to fix things, but when you both are going to fix things, I kind of sense like, how can I put it? It's going to be like sadness with anger mixed emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I was going to tell you is that you cannot have clear intent with being angry or sad or to get revenge, or I'm not saying that you're like that, but I'm just using those as an example. In order for anything to work, you need to have a clear mind, both of you. And then if he knows he's wrong, and if he's listening, Nick, if you're listening, you need
to help.
Whatever. Yeah, you can replay it back to the show. You can, when you know that you're wrong, being the bigger person is to apologize and say, babe, I'm sorry. I want to make this work. I want to be different. But he's going
right.
to take that courage to step. And it takes a real man to apologize. Not men are very stubborn, and I can take that from experience. Some people have too much pride that they just won't do it. They want you to do it, but you're like,
right.
Why do I always have to make the damn first step? Why?
Mm-hmm.
But if you both do it and you both say, I'm sorry if you hurt him or he hurt you, if you work together, I see a compassionate relationship, and you will die together, like the vows say, you do till do you part. Okay, you're gonna go along with your vows, but you
mm-hmm.
have to respect your vows, and that's what I'm being told. That's very important. Okay, and that's what I got for you today.
Okay.
And hopefully, I don't know if that any makes sense, but just know that I just wanted to say thank you for supporting me, and I'm glad I met you, because you're a beautiful person inside out. Don't ever doubt yourself, Elizabeth. Okay, don't ever.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Elizabeth. You happy with that, Elizabeth, yeah? Okay. Right. It's because there's a couple of more minutes left on the clock, but as you say, we're trying to give 10 minutes per person wherever possible. Although I will say we've got as many people in the second hour as we had in the first hour, so cutting down is necessary sometimes, otherwise we're not going to reach you all. Okay, let me see. Okay, Pi.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
Hi. I had a question about career. What do you see for
mm-hmm.
me?
Okay, that's weird. I just shuffled and I got creative ideas. I'm being told to write down what you want with the red pen. Okay, write what you have, write down the options that you have. And then you make a line across, and whatever, like write the pros and then write the cons with a different pen. Black pen. Good outings with the red pen, negative stuff with the, and what you're going to do is balance it out. If you want, like, you can do your pros and cons, and what you want to do is write everything positive as much as you can. Okay? What I was told to tell you is fold it towards you. And if you have, like, maybe, I forget what you call those things that you smudge sage with, those shells. What I was told to tell you is to get make sure that nobody's around you when you do this, okay? And this is what you can do, and this is very effective. You fold it towards you, make it the smallest paper. You don't have to get a whole, like, a notebook. Just cut it in half and then write all the good things. And then what you're going to do is fold the good things, okay, towards you. You fold it and you keep folding it enough to where you could do what you got to do. You light it. Try not to let the paper or the ashes fly away. Put it in the bowl. Make sure it's a windy day. And whatever you want to manifest, if you want to get a job, you put everything on that piece of paper, what kind of job you want. And you blow into the ashes. And when you do that, a lot of people don't know this, but this is considered hoodoo, but it's not the bad hoodoo. It's more of air magic. So air magic is very effective. Don't ask me why I'm being told to tell you this, because I've done this before, and it's very, very effective. And it does manifest things into the air, because it's like it's floating into the universe. It's floating into the world, okay? That's what I was told to tell you. Second thing I was told to say, patience, your dreams are blooming more rapidly than what you realize. I'm being told that the career is in front of you. You need to pay attention to what it is, because I'm seeing, okay, I'm seeing like a metaphysical for some reason. And I kind of get like this part where it's kind of like you're a loving person. I see a job in an office, but I see you helping people somehow, almost like either a psychiatrist or a person that can give guidance to people. It's almost like a reader or someone like that inspires and just, you know, give back to what they say. And I want to say, for some reason, okay, hold on. Okay, for some reason I heard June, so there's going to be something in June. I do feel if you make applications, I do feel if you put many resumes, I think if you put the energy out there, and it starts with what I told you, you manifest what you want. Okay, you manifest, and then with the negative, you could just tear it up and say, remove negative thoughts of your head. Whatever negative thoughts you have, you put that in black ink with the other paper, and you just tear it up and say, I remove you, and you can do that. Or you can bind it and just keep, make sure you put a paper clip in it, and then you just put it somewhere where you just won't, you know, you just put it hidden, and you never take that paper clip off, and that's to remove anything negative. So basically what you want to do is manifest whatever you want on that paper. And I see if you do it as soon as you can, you're going to see results within 3 weeks from that time that you do it. Okay?
Okay. So you said the red, in red ink, write down the
all
positive,
the you want.
What I want
positive. Yeah.
And put it in a shell, one of those sage shells.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Like a bowl.
Yes, yes. You can do that too. You can just let and try and make sure it's a windy day. Does it make sure it floats? Because I've done that to where it turns into little tiny ashes. And if it keeps turning off, just make sure that you don't burn yourself, of course. And just keep doing it until it turns to like little tiny ashes. And then if it's not windy, you can blow the direction. Okay, hold on. Blow it to the east of you. It's like if you're at your house and you blow it to the east, and that's what you do. You blow it to the east of you, to what you want to manifest. And then if there's not a window, then you just close your eyes, like you make a wish, like you're doing your birthday candle, like a birthday cake, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You get the bowl and say, everything I wrote down. And you have to say like a prayer and like, let it come from your heart. And then once you blow it out, just blow it with the breath and just blow it into the wind. If that makes sense.
Okay. And then
you
have the
point. The negative, you can either like just put in a paper clip, or you can write it and just say, remove these negative thoughts from me, and just tear it up in the trash. And then what you need to do is promise yourself that you will not have those thoughts again.
Okay.
In other words, you're getting rid of the garbage, the negative stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I do
mm-hmm.
see if you okay. do get it, you'll probably get it by the end of June, the beginning of July. So it's going to be close, very close. But I see June and July for you within that time. So if you start maybe, you know, on a day where you feel peaceful and you feel positive, don't do it on a sad day. Don't do it when you're mixed emotions. Do it when your mind is clear. You do it when your mind is clear and you put those positive tensions in that paper, and you do the same thing when you burn it and when you blow it, or when the wind blows it if it's a windy day. And you should get results within 3 to 4 days after that. Okay.
Okay, and you do see me in a job in June.
Honestly, it's going to be like June and July. That's what I got.
Okay.
I'm thinking the process is going to start in June, and then everything's going to happen in July. So
okay.
You have about, you have about 3 months and a half, including this month. This month counts, because the sooner you do it, the faster it happens.
Okay.
And I was told, whenever to write a journal, and you put that to your intention, because I was told that everything's already coming for you. It's just that you need to put that intention out there to the universe. So all you got to do is just get to, and trust me, I've done this, and it has worked with things that I want, and I have brought things to me in the past. I can't say what I wrote down because I don't remember, but I did get results, because you got to believe when you do this. You got to believe, because you're the one that wrote what you wrote down. Nobody's telling you what to write down. You what you want in that paper, and you put it. And what you're doing is that you're using the spirit, the element of spirit, and the element of air. And you put that intent out, and you blow it. And trust me, it does work. But you got to believe. Okay?
Okay. Okay. All right. And you don't see anything else, right?
Oh, not at the moment. I just thought, because I saw that you were asking about the job. But I do see that you do have good things coming your way. I was also told for you to be gentle at this time and surround yourself with gentle people and situations and environments. So you need to be more gentle with your body and, you know, with your diet and everything else. So if anybody tries to get to you or get you angry, just walk away. Okay, just walk
okay.
away. Don't even deal with them. Okay?
Okay.
And that's about
okay.
it, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Thanks,
bye.
Thanks, bye. Okay. Let's have a look. Where are we? Okay. Veronica.
Hi, how you doing, sir? Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Hi, hello. Oh, okay. First of all, thank you so much for taking the time. And what you said, oh my gosh, it came true. It is happening right now. But
okay.
I met somebody else. I think I met somebody else. There's this gentleman. Starts with the letter D. Look at him. Maybe it's that one that may be coming into my life. He's be very gentle, man.
I do feel that there is somebody coming in your life. It's just what you need to do is to let it come natural. Because you're feeling like you're thinking it's this guy, and then, no, you feel that it's this guy. No, you got to stick to that one guy. I do feel that you want everything to work fast. And I mean, told that not everything works effective like it works effective on everybody else. So what you need to do is think positive, just like I did. I told that lady with the what you want. You can write down the person you want, but if you write the person if you write the person's name and you write it three times and you burn it, then what you're gonna do is you're gonna get that person. So you have to be very specific on who you want, because if you once you write that name down with the person you want in your life, once you burn it and you get rid of it, then that person's gonna come. And if you're not happy, you can't change that because you're the one that wanted that guy. So what you can do is is ask the universe and say, "May the universe bring the right Mr. Right in my life." And bring and show me signs who the person is. And then you just focus on that. And then what you do is just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just let it come. Just let it come to you. Because I'm being told that you are interested in different people. But then when you don't get the results that you want, then you're like, no, it's not him. I don't think it's him. But the thing is, you haven't even given him a try. So how do you know that it's not him when you haven't even given them that chance yet? So you got to be patient. That's your thing. You got to be patient.
Please let me know. Am I tracking on one of them? Can you please answer me that part? Is it one of them?
I'm being told, yes, it's one of them. But don't expect less expectations. Give it time. Just because if the person's, you know, acting different or weird, give it time. And then if he's not ready for a relationship, then the other guy. But let the love come to you natural. You don't go and seek it. Let it come to you natural. If you don't look for love, more likely it's going to come to you when God's ready to further bring that loved one in your life. You understand what I'm saying? You got to let it come.
Yes.
You got to let it come on its own time.
Yeah, because this one that just came in, it's a surprise. I wasn't expecting. Like, oh my gosh, blown away.
Things can change. Like I said, things can change. But it's all like, how can I put it? Soul contract. You have a soul contract with everyone. And they're there for that specific reason and that specific time. So if the other guy doesn't have no interest in you, he was just there to support you and be a friend. And then if he leaves, then his job is done with you, and then you find somebody else. So everybody's got a soul contract with someone. People are there to stay, and then some of them come in and out, and some of them don't even come back because they're there for that specific purpose. Okay?
Yes, I have a quick question, please. Right now, I'm in the midst of doing an application. Can you look at it, please? Can you look at it? It's really, really important. It's just want to know if you see me passing it. It's on the scoreboard. Do you see me passing it? Getting it?
Yes, I do. I do see you passing it, but you just need, yes. You just have this fear that you think you're not gonna. You just have this fear that you're not gonna pass it, but you need to stop thinking that way. That's your thing.
Chris,
you have this fear. You need to not
Chris,
worry.
Real quick, it's a throw federal background. That's why I'm asking you.
That's what I just told you. Yes,
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay.
But you gotta believe. Okay.
I'm listening.
Okay. So just give it time, and I see you passing.
Really, that's an honor. And then the other one, you're right. It's just that, just the other one, I just see him like with a lot of women come, I don't know, and I'm just, this one is very serious, and every time I get near him, he has his, like, I feel his energy is so strong, I never felt before. I'm not even doing anything, I'm not thinking anything.
You don't have to do anything, you're going to find the person. You just find the person that's meant for you. He'll come when it's supposed to. Okay.
Exactly. I believe it. Okay, Chris. Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't know what's going on with her phone.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you,
Veronica, for contacting me.
Thanks, Veronica. Okay. Where are we going? Melvin.
Hello?
Hi.
How can I help you?
My call? Yes, ma'am. Could I just have a general, please? Excuse me.
You don't have a specific question? Okay,
maybe.
Hold on. Let's see what we have here. First of all, you need to listen to, pay attention to the stuff that you hear in your mind. Okay. Notice that you don't have emotions that you need to listen to. And then you need to capitalize on the moon and manifest everything that's coming in your life. And then you need to prioritize what's important and then let everything else come into play. So in other words, put everything in divine time. And that's what I'm being told to tell you. You need to prioritize what everything that's coming at you, or coming in your way. Okay? That's what I got for you. Now, the other thing I got was, hold on. Let's see what we have here. Okay, I do see that there is a female that does like you, but the thing is, she's kind of like shy, I guess. And I'm being told, just don't think too much. Don't let it, you know, the expressions of how they act around you, just let it come. Because I see pleasure coming your way, but I do see that she's going to be there as a friend, and then you just let it grow into a relationship. Don't rush it. I see this person is very talented. She works in the medical field. The other thing you got, too, is the other card is going to be outside influences, so you need to don't listen to what other people are telling you and listen to your own inner guidance when you start hearing things from other people. Because you're like, he said, she said, he said, she said. You need to stop listening to what other people are saying and listen to your own guidance. That's what I was told to tell you right now.
Okay. Have I met this person before?
That what? I can't hear you. What?
Have I met this woman before? Have we met?
Honestly, I do feel that she's in, could be around you, but you don't know her yet.
Okay.
There's a possibility that she could be in your life, but you don't really know her. She could be in around you, but you haven't really talked to her yet. But she is there. She is around you, though.
So. Okay. What's her nationality?
Okay. I kind of feel like she's very quiet, but very spontaneous. And she has a good sense of humor. I'm being told that she's very beautiful. I want to say she looks like thin to me. She looks thin to me, but I don't know. And I'm seeing that she's got a good personality, and she does care. And she's almost being like a caregiver, too. She helps people in the medical industry. Yeah.
Is she African-American or another race?
Honestly, I'm being told that she could possibly be another race. I do see like an African-American, But she's not. But she's not. The other one is not into you as much as you think she is.
Okay.
She's just there, just to be there. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that yeah. You? Is well, my and also, can I just ask about my finances?
What about the finances? What is it that you wanted to know?
Do you see an improvement? I'm on disability. Do you see an increase in my disability that I'm not aware of?
Okay, well, right now, I don't know how much you make, but you don't have to tell me. But right now, I see like $1,000 in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So if you okay. have like 500, you're going to get a bonus, and that's going to be on a monthly basis.
Well,
and I mean, so that you will hear from Social Security about that to, you know, to sign paperwork to, so that you could get that different pay that you that they owe you. Because I'm being told that a lot of the stuff that you're having to do with the, what is that? What is that word I was going to say? It's with all the medical stuff that you're doing. They're trying to help you with the extra finances that you're dealing with. So I do see that there's some extra income coming in. So you might get like an extra, like 500.
Wow, that's so, a blessing.
Yeah.
Is there any way that I can contact you by phone?
I think you already have my number. I think you already have my number. But in case if you don't have my number, it's 210-974-3470.
34?
No, it's 974-3470. So that's the area code, 210-974-3470.
3470. Okay.
Well, I think you've already called me before.
Okay.
I don't know. I think you.
Name?
Oh. My name's Chris.
Okay. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Okay.
Can I give you a call later on this afternoon? I'm in Georgia.
Yeah, you can. Okay. Give me a call.
Okay. Thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
Ken, I'm going to send something to you.
Yeah, what?
For your show.
I was telling Ken
that I was going to send something to him for his show to keep his show in the air.
Yeah. You can talk to Ken about, you can talk to Ken, and Ken can give you the information for his PayPal and, you know, for the network. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll be calling whenever you all get off the air. I'll give you a call.
Okay, thanks. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kim.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Kim, you hear me?
Thank you, Melvin.
Yeah, I was saying that I'll be a donation because my computer been down, so I'll find a way to get you a donation.
Oh, that's fine. Don't worry about it, man. Okay. I've had a few problems with this week. Getting things worked out. These things come to try us. Okay. Let's see where we are. Catherine.
Hello. This is Catherine. Hi.
How can I help you?
Any messages about, I'm in about 3 days, I'm moving, and I feel fine about the move. It's just getting everything done. I don't know, I just have a lot of anxiety with just so many things on my mind of to do in the next 3 days.
Well, I think you can. I do see that if you move. I do feel that if you if you just try to relax and try not to get overwhelmed, I do feel that it's positive. But you're kind of debating on the move. But you have too much on your mind. So what you need to do is just go get some fresh air and just do some meditations. in that mm-hmm. time, and that might help you, because I do see that you need some clear, you need some air, because you're overwhelmed with all these thoughts, and you're like, do I do it? Do I, should I not do it? It's kind of like you question, and then it's weird because I'm getting
not really. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, but I do see that you're kind of hesitant with that. That's what I'm being told. So the thing is that I was told to tell you is I got the fulfillment card, which meaning is that when you move, I'm seeing you move closer to family is what I got. You're going to be moving closer to family than where you are now. That's what I see for you. You're going to be moving close to family, and that you're going to feel more, I guess, not so alone, I guess, is what I'm being told. Because right now you kind of feel like you really don't have no one to talk to, because you can't really talk to anyone about your problems and stuff like that. And you really don't trust anyone because you keep yourself distance. That's what I'm being told. But I think if you move closer to family, it's not going to hurt as much. You won't feel the pain because at least you have family down the street and that you can go and visit. Because right now you feel like you're just alone right now, and that's what I see. But other than the move, I feel like you're ready. It's just that you need to clear your mind because you have a lot of you have a lot of anxiety, and I think that kind of affects your judgment of if it's gonna be okay, or is everything gonna go as I plan, you know? Because you keep overthinking, and if you overthink, sometimes you just say, nah, you know what, it's not gonna work. Because you're putting that intent out. So if you think positive and don't think negative of anything, then everything's going to be the way it's supposed to be. But you need to not, in other words, what I'm being told to tell you is that you need to get out of your own head, and try to clear that anxiety. Because you're too overwhelmed that you're like, should I move? Like, you want to move, and then you have these doubts. But I feel like you are ready. It's just that you just hesitate. You have a lot of hesitation with it, is what I'm seeing. But other than that, I don't see anything else. I just see a lot of positive stuff, but you just need to get some fresh air and maybe just go take a walk and just clear your mind, because I'm being told that when you're doing this, you're getting headaches because you're overthinking. That's what I'm seeing, like you're getting headaches because you're just overthinking too much, and you need to stop doing that. Okay? Oh, my God, I can't believe this.
Yeah, I'm not moving near family, but I'm moving near old friends that kind of feel like, like family.
Like,
but my own family, my any thoughts on when my brother will finish what he's supposed to do. He's holding back on finishing the estate, the business of the estate. He's delaying, and anything when he'll snap out of it and do the right thing.
Well, I'm being told that if he does anything, whatever you're dealing with, I keep seeing August with that. It's weird because I see like a delay. Yes, because he's procrastinating on that, because he has a lot of issues that he needs to work with. Mm. That's why it feels like it's not working. You know what I'm saying? But I do see you working. It's just like moving, but it's just more on his end when he's going to contact you and when all that paperwork that you're going to be signing, because I see paperwork that you're going to sign. It's just more of his. So, yeah, that's what I'm being told to tell you. Just try not to overthink. And I do feel that he'll call you. It's just that right now he's kind of, like, distant, because that's what I feel from him. But, yeah, and I do feel that he's going to have to make up and talk to you, because I feel like you both had a disagreement. And I do see that. So I do see a lot of things better.
By August. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been waiting 3 weeks for my new unemployment to start, any time on unemployment opening. I mean, I've done all the paperwork, and they just need to hit the button to so my new money starts getting paid to my account.
Yeah, I want to say that's probably going to be in with the new employment. I want to say that's going to be like in close either by this month or in June. And then if you can get the if you can get everything else, once you get that money, I do feel that your brother will probably call you because he, I think he's looking for a payment for something, or he's behind on payment, so he expects like kind of like a down payment.
My brother?
I heard. I don't know what. Yes, it's something. I don't know why I heard down, like a payment of something. I don't know, and I don't know if this has to do with you, but I think he's waiting on
payment.
Oh,
yeah, no, I mean,
so
I want to buy a car, you know, so for, that's more for me,
more than,
I think, yeah.
What I'm being told, so, yeah.
Oh, to use that towards that, I could see.
Yes, ma'am.
I see. Well, yeah. I was hoping next week, you know, because it's already been a month. 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, it did happen next week, but I was so more that I keep seeing everything within that time frame. Things could change, but I'm seeing more like later.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So just give it time and just don't you need to stop overthinking. That's your deal. You need to stop. Don't overthink no more and clear have a clear mind. And other than that, you should be fine.
All righty, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. You're welcome.
Thank you, Catherine. Okay, there she goes. Right, let's see where we are. Oh, there's only one left. Okay. We've done one Jackie this evening. We've got another Jackie now. Okay. Yeah.
You've done more than one today. Huh? Hi,
hello?
Chris. This is Jackie.
Hi.
Hello.
How can I help you? How can I help you?
I have to return to work in a couple of weeks, and I've been working remotely for a year, and I know there's a lot of things up in the air, and I'm concerned about that return, if it's going to be safe. I do need to.
Okay, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Barely hear you because you're mumbling. Can you talk more clear? Because you're mumbling. I couldn't hear the question.
I'm returning to work in a couple of weeks.
Okay,
I'm just wondering if it's. I'm just wondering if it's going to be safe. Return.
Okay. Honestly, you're concerned about working, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm concerned about the safety at the workplace.
Right now?
The safety.
I'm honestly saying that if you're concerned about the work or the safety, then it's not time for you to go to work. I see within the next following week. I would say just wait till you have this mind and this mindset of everything's going to be fine. And as long as you pray, you keep praying and you put that in your mind and you imprint that in your head, then everything will be fine. But if you're thinking, no, I don't think it's going to be fine because I think there's going to be a disaster or I think there's going to be a shooting, if you put that in your head, you're never going to get anything done. So what you need to do is basically put positive imprint in your head. Everything's going to be fine.
Okay.
And just leave it to God. And then when you have this faith and protection from, you know, if you have to call Archangel Michael or whatever it takes to give you that kind of, I guess, that peace of mind, I can see you working. I can actually see you working tomorrow if you can clear that peace of mind of yours, because you need to have inner peace, and you don't have that inner peace because of everything that's going on, and it kind of overwhelms you because you're thinking, well, is something bad going to happen to me if I go to work? No. Don't think that way.
Okay.
God takes care of good people. Okay?
Okay.
And that's what I was told to tell you. So don't overthink. you need to have an imprint in your head that everything's going to be fine. But if you can have this peace of mind, then I can actually see you working with either by tomorrow or within the next, probably by next week.
Okay.
And it's all you. Okay? It's all you.
Okay. And
anything else?
I'm looking to rent an apartment out, but I really want some reliable people. Do you see that coming in?
Honestly? Hold on. Okay, right now what I was told, okay, she's asking if she can find somebody reliable for the apartment to be rented. Okay, hold on. I'm talking to my guides. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm being told wait. Okay, I'm being told to observe the people that you interview for the apartment. And I'm being told for you to look at their body language, look at their eyes, and that's going to determine if they're going to be good renters for your apartment. But if you feel kind of iffy about it, then I wouldn't do it. If, you know, you just look at everyone and you'll know who's supposed to be in that home. Does that make sense? Like, you'll know, you'll follow,
yes.
You follow what your heart tells you, follow what your intuition tells you. So if you follow what your intuition tells you, your intuition's not going to be wrong. You might hear other voices that might tell you, no, that person's evil or that person's bad. But don't listen to those other voices. Listen to what your guide and what your heart says. If it feels right and that it say, like, there's a couple and they got a kid, and they look at you, look at the kid, and you look at how they react to you and how they interact with you, then I would say go for it. But if they seem kind of like aggressive and they're fighting right when they come into the house, or they start like bitching and saying all these bad words and shit, then I'm like, no, it's okay. You know what? You can say, oh, thank you, but I already found somebody from my apartment. And you can just say, thanks for coming. And you just, to be nice, just tell them, you know what? Never mind. And then you just make another appointment for the next person to come in, and you just look at the body language, and the body language is going to tell you if they're legit and they will be a good people to rent the house to. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, because I usually rent the house to people for years.
But I do see that. I do see you renting it out. That I do see. I see it within a week or two. If you find somebody, I see you renting within a week or two. So it's all
up
to you.
June.
Well, then you just have to look and advertise it. If you can advertise it on the newspaper, that's good. Or if you know people and tell people to refer, or if you have anybody that has a friend, tell them to send the information. You send it through text and say, do you know anybody that's in your family that needs help in finding an apartment? And if they can put a down payment, or if you want the payment in full and they can do it, then you're fine. Yeah, it's just basically all the intent that you put. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
But I do see yourself. I do see you renting that apartment, so don't worry about it. Okay.
Well, you know, the people that lived there before, lived there for like 9 years, but they didn't give me adequate notice and they left some damages.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Okay, go ahead. I didn't hear you. Go ahead. I didn't hear you.
I'm trying to determine what I'm going to do in terms of the security, because I got a lot of damages from them, even though they were here for a long time. It's in the end when they started to act different.
Well, then that's when you, if they seem like they're acting different, then you need to evict them and tell them to, that you need to give them a good reason for you to throw them out, because if they're causing problems and they're causing issues with
The people that left started to act different. They weren't a problem with the neighbors. they were very quiet, but they were very sneaky. And they would, like, if they broke something, they would never acknowledge it. They could be sick. And a lot of stuff I didn't find out. They hid a lot of things from myself and my husband. So now we're facing it now. We're facing it now. So I know they're going to come back for security, but they really don't deserve
security. No, I don't think they will.
Security.
No, I don't think they will. I'm being told they won't. Okay, so don't worry about that. Just know that everything's going to be fine. And just, I know that they lied to you, but don't think so much about that right now. Let it just, let them see if you can find somebody else and tell them that if they're trying to get Social Security because they think that you owe them, you just tell them, I don't owe you nothing because you're renters and y'all lied to me. So as long as you have the document written down, they don't have nothing against you as long as you have all the paperwork. And that's what I'm seeing. As long as you have paperwork, you're fine. Okay.
Yeah, my receipts and everything to repair it.
Yeah, that's right. You have all your paperwork. They can't do nothing to you because they don't have no liability. So, yeah, you should be fine.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, after I rent the apartment, I just want to move. I want to move into a house and rent out the apartment that I'm in. That's it. I just one thing at a time, work, apartment, and then I move to the next thing. I still want to move, and that's it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome anytime.
Okay, thank you, Jackie. Right, we're going to wrap it up, ladies and gents, because nobody else has called. We could have took another two calls, actually. We've got 17 minutes on the clock. But, nobody's called.
They called it. Yeah,
I know.
Do that.
Well, I don't know. I think the thing is, Chris, you know, I'm looking at nobody's called in the last 10, 15 minutes or so. So we're going to wrap it up. We'll play out, ladies and gents, and we'll meet you all again next week. So thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Chris. Right. Okay. So next show that we have for you should be on Tuesday, where we have Bryn Durham there on Tuesday. Bryn is back with us on Tuesday. Unfortunately, we don't have Tina back until next week. And she's just getting ready to move tomorrow. It should be next week that Tina will be back with us. So we look forward to that and hope that she settles in well. Okay. So we're going to play out then and see what we got for you. Let's see where we're going. Okay. What have we got? Okay.